Jesus Christ, you people suck.
Wow.
Wolverine on a tangent.
Back in the days when we played video games, it was hardcore for the nerdy and lazy. Now things have changed, and all our video games are also for the casual and lady.
But that's okay, you know the score. We told you a million times before, playing consoles, not just games, is in the past. And every week you listen to the best damn internet radio crew. It's the N4G Podcast. It's the N4G Podcast.
It is time for another week. The N4G Podcast. And with us this week, we have the Gambus Khan.
Greetings, programs.
Damn, you sound melancholy all of a sudden.
Greetings, programs.
Greetings, programs.
Kicking a can.
I call you Jason Snuffleupagus. Break it down. But also with us, we have Dwan Bats.
Hi.
And I don't remember your name, but damn, he's not getting my joke because he's not making a comment. We have Justin the Killer Wolverine Testo.
Hey.
See, we expect him to sound like that. So, but also with us we have the miserable bitch, Frustrated Fury. And finally, we have Mike Futter.
That makes me a sad panda.
Oh, sexual harassment panda.
Sexual harassment panda.
Yeah.
So, since everybody's so fucking happy.
Woo! I am happy. I'm so fucking happy I can shit rainbows.
Why don't you have a seat?
You have unicorn poop.
In fact, I have that on my background right now. I have a picture of a rainbow, and it says, I'm so fucking happy I can shit rainbows.
So that wasn't original. You stole it, and you just admitted it.
I did steal it because I put it in a blog a long time ago, and then I posted it as a comment on a review, so I thought I'd be funny.
Well.
Alrighty.
Thank you.
So I guess we'll start with Gambus Khan's fondling, because, yeah, we apparently need to get you a writer.
Alrighty. Okay, I played a few games this past week. Played a little bit more of Catherine. I'm actually, I'm stuck. The puzzles. I still can't get past the stinking... I don't want to give it away, but it's a boss character. But
why don't
anyway,
you just say the stage name?
Yeah.
5-3.
There you go.
Yeah. I still can't get past it. For some reason, it just doesn't like me. And I don't know why. So, I'm going to try to get past that. I'd like to beat the game. I think the game is fantastic. Love the art style. Love the anime cutscenes. The story is very, very cool. It's definitely different for a video game. And I look forward to games, more games like this in the future. So I played that. And I played some iPhone games. I played Ash.
A-S-S. This is a big deal. It's a very big deal.
Yep.
Oh, it's going to be one of them.
It's Ash is a role-playing game. It's one of the better role-playing games for the iPhone. The graphics look very similar to early Super Nintendo graphics. I'd probably say the closest comparison would be Final Fantasy II, a.k.a. 4. It's pretty good. I haven't played a whole lot of it, but I will say this. The difficulty is pretty high on the difficulty level. It's not quite Etrian Odyssey tough, but it's kind of like the battle system reminds me of a hybrid of Etrian Odyssey and Fantasy Star 2, the second one. So take that as you will. The graphics, the battle system graphics look amazing. Some really nice looking artwork for the enemies. Even though the enemies in the very beginning of the game will destroy you. So you really have to equip, you know, get the best equipment that you can in the very beginning of the game. And proceed with caution. This is not a role-playing game that you can just start hacking through parties of enemies with ease, like with a lot of other role-playing games. This game, you really have to take your time. You really have to level up, build experience points. It's very old school. The music is also really good. It has some really, really nice piano music that I thought was pretty interesting because, you know, usually in these type of games, because this is kind of like a JRPG, usually, you know, like if you're in the castle or in the town, it's like this kind of generic, overly happy, positive music. Whereas,
hey, turn off your 747.
Yep.
I still hear it.
What?
That's you.
That's me? Is it the fan?
Probably.
God damn it!
All right. But yeah,
hang on.
This is professional.
For those looking for. For those looking for a really nice role-playing game for the iPhone that gives you a really good challenge, I suggest Ash.
What does Ash stand for? Is that like the name of the main character?
I don't know yet. I do the title screen, however, when you look at it, you literally see ashes falling through the title screen. So it probably has to do with the remnants of war.
Because usually the remnants of war involve ashes falling from the sky.
Yes, because they're, you know, people set stuff on fire, you know, in wars. So it's ashes from the flames.
Ashes, we all fall down.
Yep. And last game I played a lot more of the Groove Coaster game, made by the same developers as Space Invaders, Tahoe. It's a really good game. I don't know if any of other games have use DLC in an iPhone game, but this game, you know, in
Jesus
terms
Christ.
Of,
what the hell is going on this show?
I think people are getting kidnapped and then escape.
It sounds like it, like they're wrapped up in duct tape.
It's not me this time. I turned all my fans off.
I never turned my fans away.
I thought somebody's struggling or something.
And I'm not even playing Red Dead because I lasso the shit out of people.
How do you, I have nothing. Go ahead, Jason.
Yeah, Groove Coaster.
You just get it around their waist and pull tight.
Okay, we might have to call the police on you.
Would you like to have a seat? Why don't you have a seat?
Go ahead, Jason.
But yes, Groove Coaster,
Jesus Christ, it is you.
Oh, that's my dog shaking her thing.
Okay, so you have people...
Her collar.
You have people tied up in your house and your dog shaking her thing.
Look, man, what I do in my private time, Monday through Saturday, does sometimes interfere with our call on Sunday. But, you know, it's how I get to pay the bills.
Okay.
cool. Tell your dog hi for me.
Damn, Jason, are you trying to pick her up over the phone?
Why don't you have a seat?
No, I'm just...
I'm kidding.
Someone's getting ninja'd all over the place here.
Yeah, I'm trying to deal with it.
Yeah, I've pretty much beat every single stage on easy difficulty. And I'm now going through the game on normal difficulty, and it is a ton tougher. It's so much more challenging than the first time. This is actually the first iPhone game that I've actually bought DLC for.
They have DLC?
There's DLC for this game. And what's interesting was, I guess the original price for the game itself was like $4 or $5, but it was on sale for $1, and that's when I bought it. I bought it for a buck.
You'd buy that for $1.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
Every DLC item is the same price. A buck. And a couple of them are stages. And then a few of them are just like icons just to make your main character look different. And I was like, screw that. So I bought the two stages that were available to download.
So you DLC. Paid more for extra stages than you did for the game?
Yes. Okay. Yes, I did. And they're good stages. One of them is actually a Space Invaders stage. So it's a really good game. If you're a fan of rhythm games and real trippy games like Geometry Wars, it's like a Geometry Wars, but it's rhythm based.
Give a damn.
It's kind of like the same mentality of like Rez or I don't know if you like Rez, if you like Child of Eden, this is kind of like the iPhone kind of equivalent.
Jesus, man. I mean,
granted, you're not going to be seeing the same high fidelity levels of graphics on the iPhone, but this is a really great iPhone game to pick up, and I just wanted to, you know, I'm an advocate for really good games on the iPhone. And also, I was listening to the last episode after I left, and there was a question about like the future of portable gaming. It's mobile devices. You said it right, Zero. That's what it is. I don't know. I have some opinions about the 3DS. I think the 3DS might be in trouble. The Vita, I actually think that the Vita is going to be a bigger success than the PSP.
Be kind of hard not to.
Well, I would hope.
Yeah, I mean, globally, the PSP was really big in Japan, but it was kind of it was kind of underground elsewhere besides Japan.
Why are you echoing?
I don't know.
I don't know, but it's trippy, different. Dude.
I feel like I'm in a Beatles video.
I don't hear it.
Then it must be you.
I don't hear it now. It's
you. Yeah, then it must be me.
Fuck me.
But
technical difficulties. I mean, we've only been doing this show for 6 years, 5 years, whatever, however long it is.
Close enough.
But I truly believe that smartphones, whether it's an iPhone or an Android phone, I believe that mobile devices that you carry with you everywhere is the future of portable gaming. Nintendo does have a right to be concerned with the future. I do see Nintendo fighting back pretty good, though. I mean, with the whole the 20 downloadable game deal that they have for the price drop, I think was a really smart idea. And I think that once the Vita comes out, once the Vita poses an actual real threat to the 3DS, I think that Nintendo will actually start becoming what I would like Nintendo to be, and that's a little bit more of a humbled company that listens to its consumers. And I think Nintendo is going to have to do that just to keep up with everybody else. So
somebody is getting
somebody digging
that.
A hole right now, or
no? But I figured out what the problem was.
You're rubbing your mic across your beard or something?
No, I had the inline mic. It was switched to inline mic instead of my boom mic.
Okay.
So that's stupid? the kidnapped person you heard was in fact it rubbing against my shirt.
What, are you stupid?
Yeah, pretty much.
All right.
But I fixed it. It should be better now.
Oh, yeah, right, good one. I never thought of that.
Well, that concludes my fondling.
What's your future fondling, Gambus?
You know, I have Dungeon Siege 3 just kind of sitting there. I need to start playing that.
Probably.
Definitely do that. That's a good game.
Yeah. Maybe I'll get a multiplayer game going on. Who knows?
What?
Can't you
the
do that?
The game has multiplayer?
Dude, you don't want to play multiplayer in
you
that game.
You don't want to play that game multiplayer, trust me.
Okay.
We've tried.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, don't do that.
Well, that's about it.
All right. So I guess I will move on to Mr. Frustrated Fury then.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Well, it's actually been very eventful. I've played a lot of stuff. Played through Catherine and beat it in 2 days.
Nice.
Yeah, that was kind of unexpected, but I was glued to that freaking game. Like, the first day I got it, I put 5 hours into it. That's how crazy I was about it. I'm a big puzzle game guy. Like I said to Zero on Twitter, puzzles are my bag, baby. Number puzzles, like the one that Mike sent me in email, is not my bag, baby. Particularly at 9 a.m. in the morning.
Come on, I solved that in 3 seconds.
Yeah, it was pretty easy.
Yeah, come on.
Okay, good for you guys. But anyway.
It's yeah, because Catherine. We're smart.
Catherine was actually really good. The only problem is there's two problems with the game. One is there are two... You're going through doing nightmares and then going into the waking world. Sometimes the nightmares last a little bit too long. And you're just like, I just want to go back to the waking world for a minute and watch a cutscene or something like that instead of having to do yet another puzzle. The other problem I had with the game was that the ending part is way long. Like, 6 levels took forever.
Yeah, it's a long one.
Yeah.
But it's easy, like, though.
I found it easy. Like, to be honest with you, I'm trying to imagine what was the hardest puzzle I did. It was after 6. It was probably around like 7-something or maybe 8-something. But, you know, I got stuck on 1. But I never really had a problem with any of the puzzles, to be honest with you.
Well, good for you.
Except the one that
Mike sent you that everybody else figured out pretty quick.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, go right ahead. Like I said, I don't do math puzzles.
Mean number bad.
No. I like the little toothpick puzzles that they have in, what's it called, Professor Layton?
Are you talking about the ones they have, like, at Cracker Barrel?
I guess.
You know, toothpicks were invented in the South, right?
I guess.
Because if they were invented anywhere else, they'd have been called teeth picks.
Yeah, but you pick one tooth.
Gambus is just fed up. He says, "You girls, stop squabbling."
Anyway,
you are both pretty.
But yeah, there is a trick if you want to get a few more trophies or achievements out of it. Save your game, before the final night.
Yeah, you can just answer the questions differently.
You can answer the questions differently and get three different endings instead of just one.
Then you got to play through it again and get the other three.
Yeah, well, there's actually seven endings.
There's seven because if you get the neutral.
Yeah, the neutral is supposed to be the best ending, as they say.
I don't know. I got all the way order.
See, I didn't even do that because I guess I fucked up on answering the questions. I tried to answer the questions truthfully, you know, and apparently me personally, I leaned toward chaos. So I was about – I was in order but close to being borderline chaos. So I got a kind of a bad ending.
That's why you're single.
Exactly.
You can't answer them truthfully. You got to answer them how you feel with the game. The game's protagonist, if he was a goody-goody two-shoes, would answer the question.
Only if you're trying to get the certain ending. Otherwise, you should answer it truthfully, because then you get the truthful answer. Because the game is like a subconscious look at your relationship.
But yeah, it's actually a very deep game, not just both in puzzles, but like you said, it will make you stop and take a look at your life, kind of. You know, because it was like a learning experience for Vincent. But I think it was a great game. Don't get me wrong, there are a few flaws with that game. But I think overall it was definitely enjoyable and definitely a refreshing take on everything I've played the past year. So I definitely suggest it to anybody. And it's not as sexual as everybody thinks it is.
It's not sexual really at all.
No.
No.
You know, they made it out to be very sexual, like in the trailers and stuff, but it's not. I played through Dragon Age Legacy, or Dragon Age 2 Legacy, the DLC.
What was your take on it?
My take is, I think it was a little more enjoyable than some of the main quest stuff.
I agree.
I think... you know, I really don't know. My question is it worth $10? I think it depends on if you, like, most of the people that's going to play this are people that's already beat the game, and I don't think it's worth $10 to them. But I think...
I would agree to a point, unless you're one of those people that really loved the game and just can't wait for more Dragon Age.
Well, that's true. And I think... I think people who are early into the game and do it, I think they get more out of it due to the fact that they actually get weapons and equipment that you might actually be able to use instead of just throwaway stuff.
But does the story take place before or after the ending?
The story takes place.
It's a before. Flashback.
Yeah. So it doesn't matter if you've beat the game?
No. Yes. I mean, yes, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Correct. Yeah, it's a flashback. It's told in the same way that almost everything in the game is. It's a story from Varric. You know, just like everything else in the game that's being where Varric's being interrogated, it's one of those.
Yeah.
You know, I was actually playing that this week, and like I forgot he was telling the story because it took me so long to get out of Kirkwall.
Yeah.
Dude, trust me.
It took me 6.5 hours to get out of Kirkwall. I'm like, are you fucking serious?
Like, go to the deep roads?
Yeah.
Dude, it took me longer than that.
Oh, it took me a lot longer than that.
Yeah, I did every friggin' side quest.
Yeah.
It took me 20 hours to get to the deep roads.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it took me 6.5 because I said, you know what, I'm not doing every side quest because they've pretty much been the same.
Yeah, and you go to the same places.
Yeah.
And I would just to let you know, and everybody out there, deep roads, you don't stay there long.
No.
Well, how far is that into the game?
Supposed to be a third of the way in, but to be honest, the bulk of the hours of the game are before you go on the deep road, the first deep roads expedition.
Yeah.
I'd say from a time in the game, from the story standpoint, you're a third of the way through, but from a time of game standpoint, you're probably halfway done by the time you get through the deep roads.
This is not a joke.
Well, aside, because I mean, it literally took me almost 20 hours to get to the deep roads, and I finished the game in about 40.
This is true because, like, I was still doing side quests while Varric kept saying, "Dude, we got enough money. Let's go to the deep roads."
Yeah,
I was like,
exactly.
Fuck you. I'm doing all these side quests.
Yeah, and then you ended up hating it, so...
I didn't hate it. I thought it was a decent game. I enjoyed the combat, but damn, it didn't. It just didn't feel epic like the first game did.
Exactly.
Sounds like
they should have stuck with the Grey Wardens. I think if you were a Grey Warden and done something like that, then it would have been awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I think honestly, it just let me see if I can phrase this correctly. The story they were trying to tell was too small to tell in a game like this. Like, so they had to pad it out a lot. It's like they went back and forth between trying to tell a small story and trying to tell a really big story. Like, they couldn't decide which one they wanted to do. So they sort of kind of tried to do both, and it just didn't work like the first one, at least. I mean, it's like we're doing this podcast in a haunted house.
Haunted house is what I was going to say.
It's awesome.
But yeah, I played through that. I think that the story part of Legacy was enjoyable.
Yeah.
And, you know, it had good pacing, I'll put it that way. Let's see, I played through oh man, what else did I play through? Oh, I'm playing Crysis 2. Started that back up. That game is good. I think I'd be enjoying it more if I weren't playing on hard.
Well, you know, everybody's tried to tell you that.
Yeah, well, I'm a bitch.
Crysis is very hard, regardless.
It's not, but it's just the checkpoints get to me. Because there's not that many checkpoints in that game.
No.
And so I die, and I'm like, oh, good, I start back at the beginning of the fucking level. They're about as bad as Black, if anybody remembers playing Black.
Unfortunately, yeah. I remember playing that game.
Yeah, where you got one checkpoint throughout the entire level. But it's good. Hey, here's my question. Do you eventually get all the upgrades for your suit?
No.
No, okay. So
you have to earn what you... It's based around the way you play.
Okay. Because I know, like, it's kind of weird. Like, I asked you and you kind of confirmed it. Like, when you kill an alien and you go pick up, like, the little nano stuff... If you don't pick it up right away, they kind of disappear.
Yeah, see, it fades.
I didn't know if that was doing it or if it just wasn't giving me all of it. And I don't know if that's because I was on hard or if I'm just – or it's just that's the way it's going to be. Like, I'll kill like a bunch of aliens and then only get like two nano things off of them. And I'm just like, what the fuck? You know, and then I got 200 points and that buys me nothing. So –
Yeah, you won't have all the upgrades by the end of the game.
Okay. I just want to make sure. So I gotta conserve my stuff then. But yeah, it's a great game. It's glitchy as hell. I've had a bunch of glitches in that game. There has been countless times where I will, like, there's some kind of animation that happens, and then whenever I go back to my normal HUD, he will raise up his arms like he's holding a gun, but there is no gun in his hand. So you can't really aim very well doing that. But I've had that happen a couple of times. And then sometimes it's like, because, you know, your suit fucks up a couple of times. And it's like, oh, hang on, we're recalculating stuff. I'm like, is this part of the recalculations? Or is this, like, the game fucking up? I can't really tell. So I just kind of go with it.
I had no glitches.
I have had a crap ton. I had one while I was talking to you on Skype. I was like, what the fuck is this? But I don't know. I think it's still an enjoyable game. I kind of want to jump back into the multiplayer a little bit.
Multiplayer's awesome.
Yeah, it was actually really good. And you know what the amazing thing about Crysis 2 is that, and you mentioned it about fear, is that every single encounter is completely different.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a whole new game almost whenever... You go into this gigantic area and your visor is like, oh dude, check this out. We can go, like, you can go tag stuff and do it this way or do it this way. And
tactical options available.
Yeah, that, and what's the other one? Oh god, cloak engaged. God, he says that all the fucking time. I was like, yes, I know the fucking cloak is engaged.
Why do you play multiplayer?
No. But oh, that and another thing for Catherine, I swear to God,
Edge.
All I fucking hear is, "All right, I got it. All right, I got it." I'm just like, "Fucking hell!" I hear it in my sleep now. It's like every time you pick up something, Vincent always says, "All right, I got it," just like that.
See, I got stuck with the word edge. That was the audio for that game for me. Edge, 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 edge.
And yep. toward the end of the game, like, there's so many blocks falling. It's like, edge.
Yeah. Edge, 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 edge. Hey, but guess what? It's a fucking edge.
Yeah. But, I played some really good stuff this week. It's actually enjoyable. I started The Bouncer as well for Game Club.
God.
And I need an instruction manual because I forgot how to play that game. And
I know how to play that game. Take it out of your system.
Yeah, I'm starting to believe that, actually.
No, that's not how you play it. That's how you enjoy it.
Yeah. God, that game was so bad.
That game was, whew. That game is bringing back bad memories.
That's what you guys agreed to do that game, and I'm like, this game is terrible. Why don't you guys play a good game?
It's not just about the good games. It's about the bad games, too.
Oh, that's fine, but why start on a bad foot?
I don't know.
Ugh.
Because Mike kept talking about The Bouncer.
Wait a minute.
I never mentioned The Bouncer. You were always talking about it. And you're like,
I wasn't
you know
always talking about it. I mentioned it once.
That's one time too many.
Drew's like, okay, we'll do The Bouncer. I'm like, wait a minute.
I asked everybody, and they're like, yeah, sure, let's do The Bouncer. I was like, okay, fine.
Then all of a sudden, you're like, I mentioned The Bouncer once, and everybody's like, oh, The Bouncer was great. Oh, The Bouncer was great. Okay, Mike, I guess we got a group for Bouncer. Okay, I guess we're doing The Bouncer.
So everybody's blaming everybody else for this. Go I'm back not and read my tweet.
I will take responsibility for when we did Trapped.
Oh, God.
It's a trap.
Yeah. It's a crap. More
it's
lighter.
A trap.
Oh, quick, how set you the traps and run in circles.
Oh, how you ruin the Deception series.
I never knew that series was good.
That series used to be awesome.
I love the first two.
Fucking
Kagero, the Deception.
I beat that game in 2.5 hours.
That's because that was the worst that to use that gameplay model.
Well, but anyway, we're talking about old games. All right, so that I think that's pretty much it. Now I play Kill Team. I played one level of Kill Team, and now it hard locks my PS3 every time I play it. So, yeah, there's Kill Team.
Oh, I really need to go look and see if anybody else is having that issue.
I looked it up. I haven't went to their actual forums, but I just Google searched hard lock PS3 Kill Team. Nothing. I don't know what's up with me. I've deleted the game. I've deleted my save. I've redownloaded it. It still does it. I think it just hates my PS3. So... All right. I played one level of it, and it was fun from what I played of it. Unfortunately, I can't play any more of it.
Yeah, it's a great game.
When it works.
Yeah, when it works, I guess. But other than that, that's all I played. I mean, Mortal Kombat. I got kind of pissed at it, though.
Oh, Mortal Kombat. You know what this week is?
Freddy Krueger.
I'm so glad for you that you're getting your unmasked subby costume.
Classic subby. Awesome.
Yeah, I've officially become pissed at Mortal Kombat. It was like, because it's like I'm relearning a fucking game over again. I'm like, I'll never understand this.
You get mad at everything.
Nah, it's not true. Now it's like I feel like I'm completely useless when it comes to Mortal Kombat. Like I can't. I try to do something and it doesn't do it.
Really? Because. That's pretty much how I play every fighting game.
Mm. Well, see, maybe it's just because I'm so used to Street Fighter, but seriously, I can't wrap my head around what to do there. It's just like, it feels like the game is fighting me.
Are you playing story mode?
No. I was doing, like, ranked matches and stuff. And, like, I lost, like, 8 in a row, and I was like, fuck this game.
You're still a newbie, so...
No, but see, the thing is, I'm getting beat by people who are noobs, too.
But you're getting beat by people who are noobs who know the mechanics of the game.
I mean, I know the mechanics of the game. That's the thing. I know the mechanics, and I'm doing them correctly, but the game doesn't do what I want it to do. See, yeah, he knows what I'm talking about. But anyway.
Hey, I'm just saying...
But yeah, I'm gonna play some more Mortal Kombat. This is my future stuff. I mean, I'll play some more Mortal Kombat. I did do this a lot of the Challenge Tower stuff, which has actually helped me, kind of learn the game a little bit. In fact, I found that I kind of like Quan Chi, which is kind of crazy. And then I took him online and lost 8 matches in a row, and I said, fuck Quan Chi. No, fuck this whole game. Quan Chi. Yeah, I was so mad.
Sound like you said Conway Twitty.
Yeah, it turned me into a 3-year-old.
Conway Twitty.
Conway Twitty.
That should be his alternate outfit. Should be him with a cowboy hat and a really bad leisure suit.
But yeah, I'm gonna play some more Mortal Kombat. Play some more Crysis 2. Hopefully, I don't know how the hell far I've got in it left, but it's probably a lot more. I hear that game's actually kind of long. But play more Crysis 2, and yeah, whatever else happens this week. What's the Xbox Live?
It's Fruit Ninja.
Oh, fuck that.
Fuck you.
Yeah, I'm not getting a Kinect to play that game. So that's about it, I guess.
All right, so I will move on to fuck you, Killer Wolverine.
Well, I'll keep this short and sweet. I played the trial for Insanely Twisted Shadow Planet. Which was good. I enjoyed what I played. So I don't know if I'm going to buy it. I don't have enough money for it. So I'm going to save my money for Fruit Ninja.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, that's right. Fucking Fruit Ninja. What is all this complaining about Fruit Ninja?
Because you're part of the problem.
I'm not part of the problem. You're part of the problem.
You didn't buy Bastion.
I'm complaining about Fruit Ninja. I'm complaining about the fucking Kinect.
You didn't buy Bastion or Insanely Twisted Shadow Planet, but you're going to buy Fruit Ninja.
Hell yeah.
And or From Dust. Don't leave From Dust out.
I'm going to leave that out because I didn't like it.
Oh, snap.
I'm sorry. It's just not my kind of game.
It's not your bag.
It's not my bag, baby. And the worst part is I actually paid for that one. I'm kind of pissed.
Served
you right.
I got the other two for free, and then I paid for that one. I'm like, fuck.
Come on, that was like the first game you had to pay for in how many years?
Oh god, I don't know. But I didn't really pay for it. I got the points from, you know, trade-in fodder, so.
See, you didn't really pay for it then.
Yeah, but I wasted my point.
Oh my god. One time.
At least I didn't waste them on Fruit Ninja. Snap.
No one's wasting on Fruit Ninja. It's so worth the 1,200 points.
You ain't even played it.
I've been playing it on my iPhone. Well, it's the same shit.
Well, then why are you buying it again? It's only 800.
Wait, hold on. Is it just like the sword game in Wii Sports Resort where you just slice shit?
I'm pretty sure.
Fruit
goes up into the air. You have to slice it and try and slice all of them at the same time.
It's like one of those mini games from the iToy.
Okay, so it's pretty much the exact same thing as one of the mini games from Wii Sports Resort.
Yeah, it's just like I said, it's pretty much a waste of money.
Oh, you're a waste of money, you whore.
Do you get to do it with a lightsaber?
No, you get to do it with your fucking hand.
Whatever. Mock Fruit Ninja all you want.
I will, because it's funny.
You're just jealous because you're missing out.
No,
see,
I'm really
I
not.
Completely misunderstood what that game was.
Don't even go there. Let that joke roll off the back of your mind and don't say it out loud because we're not going to talk about, yeah.
Yep. I'm done.
Okay.
But you know what I meant.
I know what you meant. You were reaching for a Richard Simmons joke and we're not going to go there.
Anyway. Okay, now the image is in my head and I can't stop laughing on the inside.
So what else are you playing besides Richard Simmons Karate?
Oh man. The only thing I really ever played was Gears of War 2 with Terrence. And on Insane.
Break kicked the fourth wall.
Oh my bad. It's been a while. Professor Chaos. My bad. Sorry y'all. We're playing on Insane because he wants to get those achievements or whatever, but that game is so fucking hard on Insane.
Yeah, you and I tried it, and you kept getting mad at it.
Yeah, well, I keep getting mad at it now. Nothing's changed.
And we were a lot further than you guys are. We were at, like, the, what was it, 4-3 or something like that?
Yeah, we were pretty close to finishing, I thought.
Yep.
Yeah, not so much now. But you talk about glitchy game in Crysis. I forgot how glitchy Gears was. The game is, wow. Well, you remember the part, I don't know who else, you know, played it besides Ken, or Zero, my bad.
Don't know my name.
The tank where you, you know, one of you drives and the other one shoots, mm-hmm. you know, that ice level. He was saying, are you going to shoot the people in front of them, or in front of us? I'm like, I did, there's no one there. And apparently on his screen there was like a swarm of enemies, and on my screen there was no one.
Nice.
So I'm like, okay. And then I, you know the little, like, blimps? In that level before?
Yeah.
You know, yeah, all right. And the elevator you had to go down? Well, mm-hmm. we went down that elevator. And then the cutscene happened, and when it was over, I was back up top.
Wow. Cool.
All right, I guess I'll just sit up here with the useless teammates. So, but, you know, whatever. It is what it is. Looking forward to the third one, all that shit. Whatever. That was it. I'm done.
Are you going to play anything this week? Not that you'll be back next week, but...
Oh, you calling me out already?
I am. That's cool. That's cool. I'm calling you out for the September episode.
We'll see you in a month. Damn, all right. Fuck. No, well, for next week, we'll see where the you know where the week takes me. Whichever way the wind blows.
Okay, then. So I guess I'll move on to Michael. Michael keeping people
who
in his basement.
Who apparently exists to break the fourth wall.
No, you exist to keep people tied up in your basement, apparently, and your dog to dance for you.
You know what? I live a charmed life. And
wait, what?
Were you not here for that conversation, or were you not paying attention when he said his dog was shaking her stuff for him?
No, I was.
And then Jason asked for her number.
I was not here for that conversation.
Didn't
the dog came in and shook her head. The collar went nuts, and I said, you know, she shook her thing.
Yeah, and then we went with a joke, and then Jason asked for her number, and they got uncomfortable.
Holy crap, I missed the part where he asked for his number. Wow.
Jason, would you like to have a seat?
Right over there.
Come in, please have a seat.
He's not talking, he's mad. Did you just bark? Was that like a mating call?
He was pulling around the van. He was stepping away from the microphone. He was pulling around. I'm sorry, Jason. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's just no.
That's funny. That's funny.
Oh, man. So this week I really didn't play a whole lot, but I played a lot of it. I played half of Red Dead Redemption.
That's a lot.
I'm like a 55. I've played 20 hours of Red Dead Redemption this week. I'm shooting for 100% on the game.
Yeah, good luck with that. I guess you're out of the running. I guess you're out of the running for games for the finish.
I am. Although once I double back to Mass Effect 2 and play that again, I'll be in good shape because all the DLC that I haven't played yet. And then I played Pursuit Force on the PSP, and I am completely stuck on the last level of one of the gangs. And what makes it worse is that the game glitches out and gets very stupid, like the road disappears, so you have no idea which way you're driving. So until you hit the wall and realize, okay, that must not be the way I have to go. It comes back after a couple seconds, but in a race like this where you've got to defeat the boss before you reach the end, before he escapes town, even though you can still see him. Anyway, so I'm really loving Red Dead Redemption. Obviously, and I played a ton of that.
Is that and it?
That's it. That's really it.
Drew, you might be able to pass him now.
I'm at 33 right now. I forgot to mention Sly Cooper and the Thievius Raccoonus. I played that and platinumed it, my friends.
That doesn't give you an extra point.
It doesn't matter. It gives me brownie points for myself.
That's the only person.
Doesn't matter.
My goal is to finish Red Dead next week, play Undead Nightmare.
Undead Nightmare will take you 10 to 15 hours.
Yeah.
That game is long, too.
Yep.
And then I did put in Batman Game of the Year Edition. And I turned the 3D on, and it's actually really good. I really do like the 3D effects.
With your little cardboard glasses.
Yeah, I mean, that part kind of sucks, and it does wash the colors out a little bit, but the way they've...
Not that you play the entire game in detective mode, which is what you're going to do anyway.
Yeah, that's...
Maybe. I mean, the HUD there's definitely some depth stuff going on with the HUD, and especially as you're going down any long hallway, and there are a lot of them in the game. You definitely get a good feel for what they've done with the 3D. It's both subtle and pronounced at the same time. It's not overbearing. When the bat, like, what's really cool is like when the bats fly to mark that your experience kind of hits the bank. You know, those are in 3D and kind of come off the screen a little bit.
It's the bat bank.
The bat bank. Gringotts bat bank.
Everything is the bat something.
Yes, yeah, the bat bank. The mini bat cave. So yeah, that's really all I've done. So Red Dead, Undead Nightmare, Batman, and then I don't know what I'm going to play after that. I'm just so obsessed with Red Dead right now.
Well, it's good because everybody's out of games right now. It's the summertime.
Yep.
Hope you play the bounce for some time, right?
Oh yeah, I'll have to play the bouncer. But my mom's in town, and the PS2 is in the room where she's sleeping. So I probably
she's playing the bouncer. So
she's playing the bouncer for me. So I don't have to.
You torture your mother too.
Yeah,
that's terrible.
She's actually staying in the basement,
tied up.
With the dog dancing.
With the dog dancing. It's,
this is going bad.
That's a scary thought.
It is. But you know what? That's the conclusion we came to.
That's my life.
Yeah, well, anyway, I'm going to move on to the wombat then, because you're kind of creeping me out.
Well, I was not sick this week, so I went to work every day. So I played nothing. I did play a little bit more, and am currently playing a little bit more Assassin's Creed Brotherhood. I've burned all the Borgia Towers at this point, so I got to be getting somewhat close to the end. I know I still got a couple sequences left, but I got to be getting somewhat close to the end. So hopefully I'll beat that here before too long and be able to move on to something else. I just haven't figured out what I'm going to move on to next. Maybe, I don't know. I've got two worlds here, two worlds too, that I still haven't even really played. And then I've got, I want to play L.A. Noire and some other stuff. So we'll see what happens next. I haven't quite decided yet.
Alrighty then.
So that pretty much wraps it up, unfortunately.
Short and sweet.
Yeah. Well, short at least.
Well, yeah. Well, unfortunately, two of the games that I played this week, I can't talk about. Even though they were on the same disc. I don't understand embargoes for really good games. That's all I'll say.
They're afraid that, oh, it may be too good. Wait till release day.
We'll just kind of mention the game's name?
The God of War Origins Collection.
Oh, boy. Now we're never going to get another one from them. Because you said they were good.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I think they might be okay with that kind of minor embargo breaking.
Well, I didn't break it. I'm not allowed to talk about everything that's in it. Which makes no sense.
Like Kratos?
Well, yeah.
And sex and red orbs.
And Ares!
And there's your review.
No, there's no Ares.
A whole lot of anger.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey. So,
how is the anger man these days?
Oh, he's just wonderful.
He is good, Athena!
So,
there
you go.
Be careful. You're under embargo.
I'm not going to
say. I'm not. I've just played the two games. I'm not under embargo for anything.
Yeah, it's like I played them.
Well, yeah, you can talk about the PSP games, but I don't think that's what they don't want me to talk about. They don't want me to talk about the features for the PS3 version.
Yes. Well, I will tell
artwork.
You
about
the
PS3. No. I am Kratos.
But it just kind of shocked me because the game didn't come out till September 13th, and I didn't realize that. So.
Well, I got Ghost of Sparta pretty stinking early, too.
Yeah, we had that pretty early.
Yeah.
So, I'm not complaining. Played through both of them, so. But another game that I played through this week, which makes three on the week for me, was Insanely Twisted Shadow Planet.
Are you allowed to talk about that?
Well, yeah, it's out, jackass.
I know.
And I seriously thought somebody was high when they said this game would, if you love Shadow Complex, you'd love this game. Because I thought it was a pixel junk shooter game. And it's kind of not.
It's Metroid, man.
It's basically if Metroid and pixel junk shooter had a baby. you would get Insanely Twisted Shadow Planet.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
It's a good thing. It's a good game. My problem with it is the Metroid aspects of it. The whole, you know, you get a new weapon, you find, you can open another area of the map. There's not really as much exploration. It's kind of masked, like it is there, but it's not. Because I finished the game without going back and collecting anything, and I had actually uncovered 90% of the map and 82% of the campaign, so it's not like there's a ton of exploration left. And I didn't deviate from my path much before I finished the game. So it's not like when you finish, you know, Shadow Complex and you've only explored, you know, 60% of the map. You've pretty much seen most of the game when you finish it. But that's not a bad thing, because it's a really, really good game. The art style is very cool. The controls are very smooth and fluid, and all of the different weapons. The only complaint I have about that is there's almost too many. Like, you forget what does what in some areas.
Hmm.
So if I had to complain about one thing, it'd probably be that and the exploration. But other than that, I loved it. It is really short. I think I finished in about 3.5-4 hours. Which, to me, is not short for a downloadable game, because I've seriously paid $60 for games that are 4 hours. So, you know. But no, it's really good. If you enjoy games like Metroid, I definitely recommend checking it out. It's a very cool game. And the other thing I'm playing, like I talked about earlier, was I started up Dragon Age 2, because that's the next game on my list. I picked that over Dungeon Siege to go ahead and start. And as I mentioned, I'm apparently about 14 hours ahead of you guys in getting into the deep roads.
That's what happens when you skip everything.
Yeah.
So I skipped all of the quests that you guys found boring and tedious.
Not necessarily boring and tedious.
No, that really wasn't what I found boring and tedious.
No, I really felt like I was done in Kirkwall by the time I got to the deep roads.
What are you playing as?
Warrior.
Sword and shield?
No, two-handed.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
So, and you know, I like the combat. I think one of the things I like about Dragon Age 2 that I didn't like about the first one was that my character is not my own. I mean, it's my own. It's kind of like the shepherd thing. That's your shepherd. You know, whereas in the first game of Dragon Age, I felt like I felt like nobody, even though I was a Grey Warden, and I loved the game. You know, it's like, I think I prefer to be a character instead of actually being supposedly yourself. I think I enjoy that more. So.
Okay.
You know, that's just me.
You don't like the silent protagonist kind of thing?
No, I don't like the silent protagonist. I like my protagonist to actually be somebody.
Gotcha. I'm with you.
So, I mean, that's just a personal preference for me, and I think that's why I like my character in Dragon Age 2 a little more than I did my character in Dragon Age 1. Like, I was not disappointed that my character from Dragon Age 1 didn't carry over, but I'd be pissed if my shepherd didn't.
Yeah.
So, you know, not to spoil the end of 2 or of anything, you know. But no, that's it. As far as future, I think I'm going to go finish... I think I'm actually going to go continue to play Dragon Age 2. And I think I'm going to go back and finish The Arrival so that I have my last Mass Effect DLC done, because that's the only one I haven't played, and playing Dragon Age 2's kind of got me back into a BioWare mood, so.
Oh.
And then hopefully, I'm hoping against hope, but maybe El Shaddai will show up this week. And I did find out that I am getting Madden, so
nice.
Hopefully that will show up maybe soon. I wouldn't expect it this week, because it's not till the 30th, I think. So, maybe soon. I'm almost scared to get my copy of Madden this early, because I don't think the roster update's ready.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't want to start a season with players that aren't on my team, because I like to play with the actual rosters. So, and then, of course, I'll be playing with Freddy on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. And we should also be getting Deus Ex soon, right?
Yes, Deus Ex probably in the next week or two.
When's it come out?
It's the 24th.
End of this month.
24th.
Really? God, I thought it was in September.
No, it's the 24th of this month. I believe the onslaught of games to start up for holiday starts towards the end of this month.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got about another 2 weeks before we start getting hammered again.
Yep. I've got a question about Dragon Age 2. I played the first Dragon Age for probably about 5-6 hours, and I kind of lost interest in it and sold it. I was wondering if it's better to play through the first one before starting the second one.
You don't have to do
no,
that.
No, you don't have to. It's the story.
They give you options of what happened in your first game, even if you didn't play it.
Yeah,
and really, to be honest, with the exception of a couple pieces, they're pretty much completely unrelated.
They are, and that's kind of disappointing. That's my one disappointment, is that it's not as tied to the first one.
Integrated.
Yeah. So, you could play the second one without ever having played the first one.
Uh-huh.
But the first one is very good.
Yeah, the first one is incredibly good.
So,
it is.
You know,
I think I was just stricken with some ADD at the time.
It takes a while to get booted up. It's kind of like Knights of the Old Republic. It takes a little while to get into the first Dragon Age.
Yeah.
But once you get about, you know, 5-7 hours into it and you start getting into the story, it gets ridiculously incredible.
Yeah, it does.
I really liked the overarching story in Dragon Age Origins. I had a real problem with that game, with it being too long almost everywhere.
Well, it's definitely... it's only as long as you make it, too. You don't
I mean. I mean, like, the main quest lines just being too long. Like, the Deep Road section was just ridiculously long.
Well, did you make it to the Fade?
Yeah. Well, that, too. I mean, that whole thing with... as you start off and trying to get the humans on board, and then the way that progresses was kind of cool, how it weaved in and out of the other stories and the other groups that you needed to approach. But again, I just thought some of these things went on too long. And, you know, looking at how long some of the planets are in Knights of the Old Republic and then Mass Effect, I just thought they made some big missteps with Dragon Age Origins that could have made the game a lot more enjoyable.
Yeah, well, I give you a review of the game of 0.13.
Well, everybody does.
I don't know. Me personally, I prefer Dragon Age overall more than Mass Effect.
But
I'm more of a fantasy guy than I am a sci-fi guy.
Mass Effect 2 is one of my favorite games of all time.
I think if every game from BioWare played like Mass Effect 2, I think every game they had would be like Game of the Year. Mass Effect 2 is just such a great playing game, and it's so well paced.
I'd love to see something of that caliber, but with the Jade Empire series.
Oh, definitely,
I love Jade Empire.
I would love to see whatever team does Mass Effect 2 do all of their games in that style.
Yep.
Because
the story writing is so very good in the Dragon Age universe, but the execution in Mass Effect is almost flawless.
Yeah, the gameplay in Mass Effect 2 is fantastic. Now, in my opinion, the story in Mass Effect 2 took a severe backseat to the story in the first game.
Yeah.
Oh, it did, definitely, but I think the characters were better.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with that, but the story overall was just kind of...
It was meh. Let's go get a bunch of guys
and go take off something.
Yeah.
In many ways, it was the Empire Strikes Back of the series, though. I think we'll find. I mean, obviously, without the series being complete, or the trilogy being complete, we won't know for sure.
Yeah.
But I think whereas Mass Effect 1 was the introduction to the universe and the mythology and everything that surrounds Shepard, Mass Effect 2 was about Shepard and was about relationships and was about people and was about setting up this huge epic finale of Mass Effect 3. In some ways, it's not unlike Halo 2 in terms of how people reacted to the story. But I think where Mass Effect 2 succeeded was that it has just enough reveals and just enough peaks in the story that carry it through. And it also does one of the things that no other RPG that I recall has done successfully, which is create a sense of urgency and follow through. No, 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 we have to go here now. You're not going to take a side trip. We really need to go do this. This is happening right now.
See, I didn't feel. See, I didn't feel like that at all in the second game. I felt like they kept talking about how we needed to take the fight to them, but we still had plenty of time to do all sorts of side stuff all around that. Now, at the very end, once you go through the gate, you don't have any other options.
Yeah.
But before you get to the gate, I felt like it was basically just, hey, you know, we really need to get this done so we can save the planet. But I mean, we've probably got time to stop by this prison that you used to be imprisoned at and make sure it's blown to bits. Mm-hmm. So you know, I don't know. To me, I loved Mass Effect 2. The first one was infinitely superior to me from a story standpoint.
I'll buy that.
The protagonist in the first one was much better. The build to the story and the build to the reveal was much better. I thought the final boss in 2 was lame. As much as I loved the game, I thought the final boss was lame.
It's a giant thing.
Actually loved the boss. I mean, I loved the end of Mass Effect 1 and that final encounter.
Yeah.
Especially
the final two encounters.
Right. Yeah. Especially because it's set up that way. You've actually got one main antagonist that represents this kind of looming doom of the Geth.
Right.
And that isn't there in Mass Effect 2 as much or at all, really. I mean, you've kind of got the thing that takes over.
Yeah, to me, the side stories in Mass Effect 2 were much better. But the main story wasn't as good.
Yeah.
That's my take on Mass Effect 2.
Alrighty.
But, you know, that game's been out for 2 years, and we're still talking about it.
that says something, though.
Podcast.
And we're still acting like there's spoilers. You know that big fight at the end? Yeah, that one with that thing? Yeah.
That thing? Yeah, that thing.
Remember that thing? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the usual suspects of games. Even this far out, you don't want to ruin it for somebody who hasn't enjoyed it.
Right. Yeah, if you told somebody the end of BioShock, it would completely ruin going to play through that game.
Yep.
So it's hard when you have a game with such a good story not to ruin it, but at the same time, you don't want to ruin it for somebody who hasn't beat it.
That's why we have the spoilers cast. Check it out on iTunes.
Exactly. Just beat it.
Well, it's not out yet.
It's not out yet?
It's not on iTunes yet. I haven't got that done yet.
Oh, okay. Lazy man.
Just beat it.
Just beat it, man.
Just beat it.
Do, 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 do.
So that wraps up the fondling. All right, now that the fondling's over, it's time to do some news. It's brought to you by the collector's edition of this podcast, which will be available coming out next week with a cloth map and an art book.
Statue case.
And a soundtrack.
Yep.
Full of Gambit's quotes.
That's right. Dude, I think we could sell that.
Yeah,
I think we could.
Shit.
I'd buy a cloth map with Gambus' picture on it.
Fuck yeah. That picture from the
cloth,
forums.
A cloth map to Gambus Khan's erogenous zones.
Oh.
Alrighty then.
And if you order from GameStop, it comes with a statue of him with my dog.
Oh.
Moving on.
And if you pre-order on Amazon, you get it with him with the van.
A radio-controlled van.
But don't worry, we've ensured that all this DLC will be purchasable, you know, a couple weeks after launch.
Yeah, Best Buy's getting a different exclusive. We haven't ironed that out yet.
It'll probably be a bust of Killer Wolverine throwing a controller.
Or Wombat holding a copy of Two Worlds going, I swear it's good.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I just played this last week.
It was such a good game. Just another thing to make you feel old. Metroid is 25 years old as of yesterday.
Wow.
Spoiler alert, Samus is a chick.
Really?
What?
Hey, no way.
Oh, way.
Everybody was curious why Bobby Kotick was in a movie. He's in the new movie, Brad Pitt's movie called Moneyball. He's actually doing it for charity.
Huh.
So his salary...
Still a son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's doing it for the charity. The charity is the estranged wives of Activision employees.
He's doing it for the tax write-off. Come on.
Everybody loves to hate Bobby. Damn it, Bobby.
Oh, King of the Hill.
All right. You think you're a big Skyrim fan, Drew?
I'm not a big Skyrim fan. I'm saying I'm excited.
You guys think you're big fans? Listen to this. The Skyrim presentation sent a woman into labor, and she stuck around until it was over.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Her water broke all over the auditorium.
That's disgusting.
Oh. Yes, baby birth is disgusting.
You obviously hadn't seen that video on YouTube.
No, I saw it in real life.
Yeah, dude. By the way, no,
this woman did it in a fucking bathtub by herself and videotaped him.
Oh, I saw it on Tosh.0.
Oh, Jesus. Insanely Twisted Shadow Planet is getting co-op DLC.
Co-op?
Drew, I gotta be honest with you real quick. If you think that video that was on YouTube, the same one that was on Tosh.0, if you think that was disgusting childbirth, if you ever get a woman pregnant or an animal pregnant,
I hope not.
Don't watch the birth. If you think that was bad, because that was literally about the most tame childbirth I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, you ain't seen nothing till you done seen that.
Yes, and almost every childbirth is a race.
Huh?
You'll understand when you get there.
Anyway. Bethesda is suing the Minecraft developer because of his new game. It's called Skrulls.
Skrulls?
No, not
like the bad guys?
No, as in Skrulls, as in Skrulls.
Oh.
What?
Yeah. What's it about?
It's about Skrulls.
Skrulls. So they have a copyright of Skrulls or something?
Yeah, I don't know that they've even announced yet what the Mojang game is about.
They have. It is a combination collectible card game slash strategy game.
Oh, for God.
Well, that's so much like Elder Scrolls.
Right. Well, it's the name. It's the name. Because it's so close to Elder Scrolls.
What?
Here's what I think is going on.
I'm going to make a game called Elder. Think they'll be pissed?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm going to make a game called The Older Scrolls.
It's better than The Older Scrolls.
How about The Eldest Scrolls?
Scrotes. Change it to Scrotes.
Here's my guess of all what's going on here.
Fuck you and my testicle joke.
I think we just bypassed it, honestly.
Yeah, well, fuck you too.
I wasn't touching your testicle joke.
Fuck you, Richard Simmons karate.
So my guess is that, you know, Notch and Mojang filed this trademark. You've got the attorneys over at ZeniMax and Bethesda saying, all right, we need to put this wall up around our IP or around our intellectual property.
As little to most people's knowledge, they build it out of Minecraft blocks.
What every legal team does is, we know where essentially our property line is, but we're going to try to build that fence just outside the property line.
Right.
And what ends up happening is, as long as it's not – if it were contested, they would probably lose. But their legal team is saying, I bet that Mojang doesn't have the money to fight us in court. And therefore, we're going to establish that that we might not have true protection over the word Skrulls. Like, can you even trademark a word like that? Because – for instance, there are common words in the Transformers universe like jazz. When they actually sell the toys now, it's Autobot jazz, which is something they can trademark. They can't just trademark jazz. So so I think what's happening is they are betting that Mojang isn't going to contest, and they're just going to change the name.
Did they see how many copies Minecraft sold?
I know, but this is legal wrangling. I don't think their lawyers believe that they have any right to the word Skrulls. And what bothers me is that Mojang actually posed a compromise and said, we will promise you that we will never put anything before the word Skrulls. So anytime – if we have DLC expansion sequels, they will be Skrulls colon or Skrulls dash. We will never put anything before that so that you're protected from there being some kind of confusion. So that's my take on what's going on. It'll be interesting to see how it plays out.
Whatever, it's petty and childish.
It is extremely.
Yeah, well, you know what you got to do.
But that's business.
It is business, but you know what you got to do, right?
Go up to them and just say Skrulls 90,000 times over?
No.
Watch your back!
That's what you got to do. Anyway, moving on to a more subtle story, I guess. Kim Jong-il has a team of MMO hackers farming gold and sending him money.
That is awesome.
Oh,
that's how he's making his nukes.
Yeah.
See, gold hackers, you're a bigger problem than you even thought you were.
Yeah, you're funding terrorism.
Terrorism.
If you farm gold, the terrorists win.
Yeah, you're contributing to thermonuclear war.
Thermo what now?
Nuclear. Nuclear. It's nuclear. Nuclear.
Nuclear.
Nuclear.
Nuclear.
Anyway, the onslaught of collector's editions has started. Every game coming out from October through November will have a collector's edition. Bethesda announced their Skyrim collector's edition, which gets you also a copy of Minecraft. And it's no, it doesn't come with Minecraft. It actually
comes with Winecraft.
It comes with a giant statue of a dragon and a cloth map and an art book and a making of DVD, and it will only set you back a pretty penny of $150.
You can kiss my ass.
Yeah.
You know what's funny, too, is I really liked the Oblivion Collector's Edition, but there's no way I'm paying 150 bones for no Collector's Edition.
Yeah. The Oblivion Collector's Edition is nice.
That's expensive, man. Bastion, coming to the PC on August 16th, and the soundtrack. There's no Collector's Edition of downloadable games.
Yet. I wouldn't be surprised if they start adding.
Oh, God, I can't wait for that to happen.
I said yet.
You get a digital cloth map.
Well, you could get the soundtrack if you pre-order. I mean, Steam has done stuff before where you've got pre-order bonuses. Anyway.
Well, the soundtrack's out as well, and it's $10. It will be on August 16th. PSN is doing its own Summer of Arcade-type promotion. It will have four participating titles, and if you buy all four of them, you get The Heist for free.
The Heist?
The Heist.
Is that the Lynch clone thing?
It says Payday the Heist.
Okay.
Whatever that is. I thought there was a game called The Heist. Did they change it to Payday? Is that the Left 4 Dead bank robber game?
Yeah, it's like but it's, you know, it has the same kind of rules as the Kane and Lynch multiplayer that did, I believe.
Well, someone will fuck you.
But the four games in the promotion are Street Fighter III Third Strike Online Edition.
I won't buy it.
I'll buy it because it looks awesome.
It does look awesome, and I will admit it, but I'm not buying that. I'm not supporting them.
The Baconing, which is the third Deathspank game.
The one too many Deathspank, maybe?
No, it's the two too many.
Yeah, you ain't kidding.
Blood Rain Betrayal and Renegade Ops.
What is Renegade Ops?
I do not know. That's the one title on there. I have no idea what it is.
Blood Rain would be good.
Each game that you purchase in the program will come with a free piece of downloadable content, and if you pre-order 5 days before release, an XMB theme.
Pre-order?
Yeah.
How are you going to do that?
I don't know. But here's another bonus. If you're a PlayStation Plus member, each game can be 20% off.
Awesome. So I'm a PlayStation Plus member now.
Are you signed up?
I got a card for $39.99, so.
Twisted Metal has been delayed until 2012.
Oh, man.
Brilliant.
I'm so excited.
I'm disappointed. I was really looking forward to that.
All right, but think about this. I too, am looking forward to playing it, but it's not going to come out in the crowd, which means it might have a stronger multiplayer community when it launches. But I also have another thought. I wonder.
Make it downloadable?
I'm wondering if they might be some kind of Vita connection that we haven't heard about yet.
I guess we'll see.
That would make the most sense.
You know, because nobody agreed with me that Vita wouldn't be out this year.
I agreed with you. I just had hopes.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't give a damn because I wasn't going to be getting it this year if it did come out.
Yeah, I told you. Walmart is going to be offering the 3DS price drop early, letting you get the best of both worlds.
That's kind of bullshit.
You can buy it before the August 12th cutoff date and become an ambassador and still get the 20 free games.
Wow, that's complete bullshit. That's like a big fuck you to the people that bought the 3DS.
Yeah, but that's Walmart, not Nintendo, so.
Well, so now you're getting fucked by Walmart and Nintendo.
Wait,
doesn't Nintendo have the... Go ahead, sorry.
I was just about to say, you're just now realizing that Walmart's out to fuck you?
Apparently, everybody is nowadays. Capcom and
doesn't Nintendo have to approve that?
No. Walmart can put whatever price they want on it.
What?
Yeah, they can put whatever price they want on any object. There's just a suggested retail price. That's why it's called the MSRP.
That's how Walmart does their stuff. You know, people beg Walmart to put their products on their shelves.
Yep. It's kind of sad, really, but a retailer can sell a game or anything for whatever price they want. It depends on how much money they want to lose. Diablo 3's always on. Reaction. Surprise, Blizzard. Fighting piracy is not the goal.
It's for the auction house.
It's basically you have to be online in order to play the game.
Yeah.
They said it's for cheating and hacking and to eliminate the offline versus online characters that Diablo 2 had.
I don't see an issue with it. If you're playing Diablo, you're probably connected to the internet anyway, right?
That's what I say.
Yep.
The only people, the people who are complaining are people who do a lot of air travel and want to be able to play it on flights.
Dude, fucking do something else. Watch a movie. Jesus.
Watch a movie, read a book.
Yeah, read a book.
Sleep.
Read a book, motherfucker.
Or listen to podcasts like I did.
Well, bam.
There you go. Peter
Moore. That's
only
if you can't read.
Well, yeah.
Can you read a podcast?
You can. I'll transcribe this one. You can read this fucker.
Is that part of the collector's edition?
You get the whole script of our show.
God, I wouldn't want to read that. That's painful.
Wait, somebody transcribes this?
No. I'm saying,
can they? Is that possible?
If you paid me $150 a copy for our podcast, yeah, I'd transcribe the hell out of it. Anyway, Peter Moore got a promotion this week. He's now the chief operating officer of all of EA.
Wow.
So congrats to Peter. He's a very good spokesman.
Uh-huh.
Which I thought it was funny. I saw a comment on Twitter after he got the promotion, and somebody was like, did they forget the NBA Live debacle? I'm like, really? You're going to bust his ass for one thing, which I thought was smart, because guess what? That game sucked compared
to
2K.
Ass.
So that was actually a smart move. It's probably why he got promoted.
What happened? I must have missed this.
NBA Live got canceled the year NBA 2K was at 11.
Right.
Yeah, it was 11.
Yeah, yes. Because the game was so much better that EA realized that there was no chance of it even competing, so they canceled it.
Well, not just that, but people got pissed because it was supposed to come with NBA Jam, and then what they did was just release NBA Jam as a full-on title.
Yeah.
Okay, so I didn't miss it. I just forgot about it.
Yeah, it didn't matter.
Yeah.
It don't matter. None of this matters.
Didn't you get that? I can't believe you don't have that.
I didn't see it on there. I'm sorry. No, I don't see it. QuakeCon Steam sale. A lot of stuff from Bethesda was on sale on Steam over the weekend.
Yep.
If you buy Quake 4, you get Quake's rocket launcher for Team Fortress, complete with sound effects. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, but it doesn't do anything. I mean, it's a skin and a sound.
Oh, you are a miserable bitch.
I am a miserable bitch. We already know this. We have established this.
Yeah, but you're being more miserable than usual today.
I don't know. I don't know. I got a bad ending in Catherine. I'm pissed off.
Well, that's not anybody else's fault. It's not Team Fortress's fault. Battlefield 3 pre-order bonuses include early beta access. Back to Kirkland. It's going to cost $14.99 if you don't buy the LE. And the open beta is now without a date. Am I the only one that's getting the feeling this game's going to be delayed?
I think so.
Wouldn't be the worst thing in the world.
You think it'll be after the new year?
I wouldn't be surprised. To put it in like,
man, I don't
it was originally supposed to be. It was originally supposed to be early next year.
I don't know.
I think EA's probably pushing that.
Well, EA wants it out to compete with Modern Warfare. There's no doubt about that. That's a marketing thing.
Is the best thing to compete with it to release it at the same time and make people make a decision?
Yeah, for market stuff. Yeah, if you want to be, if you want to be the big dog, you got to compete with the big dog. Otherwise, you're just nobody.
I don't know. I like what David Jaffe had to say, which was, a late game is only late until it releases, but a bad game is bad forever. So if they're having problems and they want to make the game better, go ahead and delay it. I'm fine with it.
These guys experience some bad games, don't they?
What?
He's got some experience with bad games.
David Jaffe?
Yes.
What game did he make that was bad?
Everyone. Calling All Cars.
Yeah, well, I'll give you Calling All Cars. But, you know, based on his portfolio, I'll let that one slide. It's kind of like how I let the Simpsons Hit and Run slide when Free Radical was in...
Relevant?
Yeah. Anyway, the Vita will not be in America and Europe until 2012, which we already talked about, and it will be in Japan by the end of the year. God, who called that?
I believe it was you.
That's right, motherfuckers.
Wow. I wasn't denying it.
Questioning what I know. Told you. Iwata is speaking out about ditching 3D, supporting social networks, and Wii U price cut concerns. He thinks that the Nintendo and others will make 3DS games that don't feature 3D. Holy shit.
Shocking.
Sounds like a good idea to me.
And see, here's why Killer Wolverine is the problem. There are now going to be monthly Kinect games on XBLA from Microsoft.
Oh, good.
So that's what their first-party studio has been doing.
Why are you pointing the finger at me like I caused it?
What because the you're the one that's going to buy it, and that's part of the problem.
Buy? No, I'm not. I said I was going to buy Fruit Ninja, maybe.
You know you will.
I will.
And play it for 5 minutes and be done.
Yep, I bitch about it.
Oh, you know how Bethesda thought that there wasn't enough money for Minecraft to sue them? Minecraft developers have announced they're starting their own convention.
What?
Minecon.
Yeah, the Minecraft fan convention will be in November in Las Vegas.
You've got to be shitting me.
Nope.
No.
It's a two-day event.
What the hell?
Dude, you have no idea how big
the merchandise flies off the shelf, dude.
Yeah, Minecraft is ridiculous.
They just passed, you know, 3 million sales not too long ago.
And it's still in the beta.
Yeah.
If you get in the beta, do you get the game?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. If you pay for the beta, you get the game.
He stopped, though, after Alpha. I think he said his lawyers made him stop. Because in Alpha, he promised everybody who bought it in Alpha that they would get the Alpha release, the beta release, the full release, and any future updates to the game for free.
Jesus.
I think now, though, he's had to stop adding the any future updates to the game for free part. So I think now if you buy beta, you're just guaranteed to get the full version for free.
That makes a lot of sense.
And you get it at a discounted price because it's $21 right now, I think, in American. And I think it'll be probably $30 or something like that when it comes out, the full version comes out.
Is it just going to be downloadable, or is he actually planning on doing like a disc release of this?
It's well, coming
he said
to
he's
Xbox.
Wanted it on Steam for a long time, but Steam won't allow a beta.
Yeah, it's coming to Xbox Live Arcade sometime this year or next year, I think.
But it still might come as a beta to Xbox Live Arcade.
Yeah. Apparently it's $90 to attend this convention.
Wow.
Motherfucker's going to be rolling in the dough.
Well, 42,000 people said that they would attend for $90.
I'm going to buy a ticket and sell for triple that. People will pay for it.
Yeah, put it on eBay, yeah.
Yeah.
StarCraft II is now following in World of Warcraft, example of free-to-play. Instead of a demo now, it's called the Starter Edition. It allows anyone to play 4 single-player missions and some multiplayer for free.
Really?
Neat.
Diablo 3 still does not have a release date. The beta begins at the end of September.
I really wish I could get in that beta, but they haven't contacted me.
It says Blizzard is working to have the game out by 2011, but isn't making any promises.
Which means it'll be 2013.
Yeah. Modern Warfare 3 is officially coming to the Wii.
Good.
Wii.
The definitive version, my friends.
Oh, the fourth. Speaking of Call of Duty, the fourth map pack for Black Ops was announced this week, and it's all zombies. It's called Resurrection.
Won't they just make a zombie game?
I don't know. It should be hitting by the end of September.
Really?
Yeah.
That's... Why not?
John's
just save
happy.
It? Yeah, I'm sure he will be.
Will Arnett and Jason Bateman's Call of Duty video series are going to debut at the XP Expo, and all attendees will get a free copy of Modern Warfare 3's Hardened Edition.
Do you have to pay to get into that?
I think it's invite only. Or no, it's a fan event, I'm sorry. It is a fan event. It doesn't say if you have to pay to get into it, though.
Huh.
Damn. Oh, yeah, it says right here, it says, you'll get a coupon to get the free copy of the game on launch day, effectively cutting the price of admission to the show in half.
I gotcha.
So, it's $80 for the hardened edition.
So it's $160 to get to the show?
Jesus.
To get into the show?
Yeah.
That is going to be a lot of dude bros in one place.
Lots and lots. It's a dude
bro. Didn't
they
already have a convention?
No, this is the one they announced.
Oh, okay.
HBO is going to be streaming some of their shows to game consoles called HBO Go On Demand. It will stream shows like Game of Thrones, Curb Your Enthusiasm, and more.
I guess you won't support it.
Time Warner.
Exactly.
Oh, this was a fun story this week. It was nice to see Randy Pitchford rip the hell out of people on Twitter. But Borderlands 2 was confirmed. It will be at PAX and it will be at Gamescom. The release date is set for April through between April 1st, 2012 and March 31st, 2013. So if that's not vague...
He may make that date. We'll find out.
Yeah, well, this isn't Duke Nukem Forever, so... Just so you know. I don't even know what the fuck that is, so I'm not going to talk about it. Namco Bandai is releasing an anime crossover RPG called Heroes Fantasia.
Huh? Yay.
And that's what that's one that I kind of knew about, but the one I passed over, I had no idea, so imagine what that was. Seriously. What else is going on? What were all the collector's editions announced this week? Was it like Need for Speed? Skyrim? God, I don't even remember.
Batman? Or that was last
week? That was last week. Tekken X Street Fighter apparently doesn't know how to handle fireballs yet.
Huh.
I don't know if you can have fireballs in that.
In a Tekken game?
Yeah. All you have to do is sidestep.
Yep.
Unless you have heat-seeking fireballs.
Isn't that something that maybe they should have thought about before announcing the game?
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah. Sony did acquire Sucker Punch over the week. So now the studio is now fully first party.
I guess that's okay.
I don't really understand it, because it's not like they made multiplayer games anyway.
Well, they were afraid, just in case.
Mm.
Now Infamous 3 is guaranteed to be PlayStation.
If they make a third one.
I think they will.
Well, we're not on the spoiler cast, so. And anyway, I'm sure they will make a third one anyway, you know, because Sly Cooper, as much as I love it, it's not going to sell for shit, so.
That's sad.
It is sad. Catherine is officially the biggest launch in Atlas history. Hey, guess what, guys? Put it on two different consoles. You make more money. Imagine that.
Exactly.
We talked about the EA Sports season ticket. Did we talk about that last week?
I can't remember.
We talked about it on Twitter.
Okay. Basically, EA Sports is creating what's called a season ticket. It allows you discounts on DLC and lets you play the game early. 20% discount on DLC, and the game you'll be able to play early for 3 days before it hits the market, which basically you'll be able to download the full version of the game and play it on Friday before it comes out on Tuesday.
And this is what game?
Any EA Sports.
Sports games.
EA. Oh, any game?
Any EA Sports game. As long as you have the pass, you get to play all the games for free.
How much is the pass?
It is $24.99 a year or 2,000 Microsoft points.
It's not too bad.
Wow.
But
I don't know.
Even the, like, we reached out and we talked to a couple of people who are real sports nuts, and they said they don't see the value of it.
No, but then a couple of them were like, you know what, though? If I get to play it early, I might buy it anyway.
Okay.
3 days
well,
early? Seriously?
Yeah. It's interesting. It's
so you pay $25 to get the game early?
Well, you don't,
well, and
you don't get
20% off on...
You don't on get PC. The game.
But you get access to it.
You get access to it early. You still have to buy it on release day.
That makes, well, so what, they discontinued the demo or whatever of the game?
Yeah, pretty much. There's no demo now.
Well, what about your save? Does your save transfer?
Yes, everything transfers over.
Yes.
Okay.
So you can start, you can start a league, you can start
seasons, franchises, yeah, you can do all that stuff early. which the Madden demo hits this week, too. I forgot to talk about that. I'll be playing that. That hits on Tuesday along with Freddy.
Who's in the demo?
It's the Bears versus the Packers.
Any. Huh.
Yeah. Which is the first game of the season, which is the first time they've done that. They usually do the Super Bowl game.
Yeah, but the Super Bowl game was eh.
Well, that's just... I found it to be enjoyable, personally.
Maybe you can play it and make it enjoyable.
Yeah. I enjoyed watching them lose.
Oh, yeah. I'm not saying that. I'm just... You know, I think the Packers and the Bears rivalry is better than the Super Bowl.
Yeah, as long as you get to, like, substitute Jay Cutler for a fake injury.
Oh, snap.
Anyway.
Suck it, Chicago fans.
That's right. Jay Cutler, suck it. I hate that guy. Anyway. True Crime Hong Kong is back.
What?
But it's got a new name. It was picked up by Square Enix.
That's what I said on Twitter. It's like, okay, why did they do this?
I don't know. Maybe they just wanted a shooter.
They really wanted a shooter that had Snoop Dogg as a sneak, like a secret character.
Wasn't that in the second one?
That was in the first one.
Was it the first one?
Yeah.
I like True Crime.
True Crime was fine until the end.
Well, yeah.
When it got ridiculous.
Dragons and...
mystical bullshit,
ancient,
yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Ancient kung fu masters.
Yeah, that game,
ridiculous.
That game
and
got
here's
ridiculous.
A giant crab.
Yeah. It was based on True Crime in L.A. with giant, enormous dragons that you had to fight.
Well, yeah. Duh.
Awesome.
Stupid game.
We talked about this... We talked about Street Fighter Arcade Edition 2012 last week, didn't we?
I don't think so.
It's not a pay update. It's free.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, someone jumped the gun on reporting that story.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah, we talked about that. That's why I said you shouldn't always believe everything you hear at the beginning of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it, because I know we're back to the Madden video that's not safe for work.
What?
You need to watch it. It's what inspired the one of the achievements in the game.
Send me the link to look at it later.
Darren Shaw.
He says a lot of things in that video that you really shouldn't say.
Send me the link. I'll look at it later.
Also, I just wanted to point out, Killer Wolverine, that my Raiders have two achievements in Madden.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they have two. And
what does it say? Not to suck?
No, it says the Raider achievement is winning by 45 points.
Okay, I'll give you that one. Alright, I'll give you that one.
Yeah, I forget what the other one is. I have to look it up.
Is there any for the Panthers? Win more than fucking two games.
There's your link.
Thank you.
But that's all the news that I have. So there you go.
Yeah, you dingbat.
So let me hop over to the forums. I don't even have them up. That's how terrible I am.
Slacker.
Yeah, well, you know, when I'm the one doing everything, you guys are just sitting there talking, playing Fruit Ninja. Could it be more like Beall? Anyway.
Oh, come on now.
Hey, there's the Gambus picture in the van. I got candy.
Leave my dog alone.
That's nasty.
By the way, if you use the pickup line, you like milk bones, I will not be happy.
Okay.
Dude, that's gross.
That is gross.
I do it myself, but I don't have thumbs.
All right. I'm going to start at the bottom, because I don't even remember where we left off in the questions. John Smackenroe says, "Hey, boys, English John is a really good addition to the show. Keep up your solid 4 out of 5 work."
Who's dropping the ball? Come on, fellas.
Dude, you ain't even been
here.
Well,
this is the same guy who left us an iTunes review a long time ago that was 4 out of 5 stars, and he said he'd add another star if there was more Wombat.
So you're dropping the ball. Okay.
So good. I'm dropping the ball.
You are dropping the ball.
Way to hold your weight, son.
Listen to you talking shit. Do you even know what the last show you were on? Do you know the number?
Hey,
I think it was in the hundreds.
Sound reason. Don't
I didn't even know you were alive, if I'm being honest.
Honestly, I felt like I was dead.
His first question is, would you rather put out a new game of a franchise with a large installment base but little mind share, or a new game on a new console with a small installment base but with all of the mind share?
if I wanted to make money, I'd do the well-known.
See, personally, though, I would think I would want to make my own thing.
I mean, I'd love to make my own thing, but take a look at Suda.
You are a total whore.
I may be.
That's okay, though.
I mean, well, I mean, truth be told, I mean, most video game developers out there are out there to make money.
Yeah. Well, yeah, there's no doubt about that. Very few of them are out there to just make good games.
We kind of have to.
There are even fewer that are out there to lose money.
It's anybody that signs with 505 Games, right?
Yeah.
Snap.
I'm sorry, Naughty Bear.
Yeah, that game was so good it got a disc release, too.
It was a disc release to start with.
Was it? I thought it was a downloadable title.
No, it was a full-fledged retail title, and they released a collector's edition of it later.
As long as
game
they don't
the
just...
Year edition.
Yeah, Game of the Year edition.
Game of the Year, exactly.
But that wasn't serious, though, right?
No, it was serious. It came out.
I know it came out, but were they, like, poking fun at themselves or something?
I don't know. Maybe one site gave it Game of the Year. Maybe the Naughty Bear fan site gave it
Game. Oh, I was just kidding. I don't know that it was actually a Game of the Year edition.
I forget what it was called. I have to look it up, but it's like a... It contained all the DLC, which shocked me it had DLC, but...
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Anyway.
DLC game work?
His second question says, I'm not an achievement junkie, but I played Crysis 2 for months, trying to get five kills in 5 seconds. I got it unboosted. What was the raddest thing you ever pulled online?
For an achievement?
Well, I guess it doesn't have to be for an achievement.
Not being last place all the fucking time. That was my crowning achievement in that stupid game.
You know, for online achievements, I think the most, like, the shocked I was is when I earned the achievement in Quake 4. For winning a deathmatch without ever being killed. And I did not boost it.
That's actually really good.
I rocked that shit, man.
Everybody fucking dies in Quake.
I did not die. I won. I'm like, yeah, but the achievement popped up. I'm like, what the hell is this? I'm like, oh, look, it was only worth 5 points, but God bless it, that made me feel good.
Did you play against me? Was that why?
No, you weren't playing. You guys didn't play that night.
Okay.
Oh, man, that's a good question. I really don't know. Like, something that I wasn't trying to go for. God, I can't even remember.
Yeah, I don't know.
You guys obviously haven't accomplished a lot in your life.
I got a trophy in Catherine for, I didn't even know, I wasn't going for it. I was just trying to fucking survive. Pushed 5 blocks at the same time.
Oh, well, yeah, you get that on the first level.
I didn't do it on the first level.
That's your crowning achievement, is pushing 5 blocks?
Yeah.
You're a sad little man.
I don't know what the fuck to say. I mean, I don't know of any. Okay,
haven't you ever had, like, an awesome match in Street Fighter or something, and you came back and won?
There's been plenty of those, but, I mean, like, in Call of Duty, my old Call of Duty 2 days, I mean, I remember I used to be able to take out, like, an entire fucking group of guys by myself.
Say
I've done it before.
To my little friend.
Probably not the first time you've handled a whole group of guys by yourself.
I know. I had practice, but no.
With Kinect.
No, hang on, move over here. But I think, my old Call of Duty 2 days, I think I had some really good matches. I guess. I was a top player back in the day.
Well, I know Jason doesn't have any stories because he doesn't play online. Is he still there?
I don't know.
Gambus Khan.
I used to be really awesome at Star Lancer on the Dreamcast. That's probably my crowning achievement.
You fucking asshole. What'd you do, leave the show?
No, I accidentally muted myself.
We should talk.
How do you accidentally mute yourself?
Well, because the chair that I'm sitting in makes a lot of noise when I you know, lean back and lean forward. So.
And touch yourself.
So you didn't accidentally, you muted yourself and just forgot about it.
Yeah.
Okay. What, are you stupid?
Oh, that's I was like, did you fall asleep? Did you pull a Drew?
Snap.
I don't do that anymore.
I know, because I keep you awake.
Those were the days.
Yeah, those were the days whenever we record at 9 o'clock at night.
Yep.
Oh,
I remember listening to a couple of those episodes. I thought they were funny.
Yeah, everybody thought they were fucking hilarious. The ride snore.
Yeah, you could actually hear you snoring.
That's good radio right there.
Oh, man.
Anyway, his third question is, a lot of games you do not need to buy day one. A lot of games are not worth $60. May I argue that games should be graded on how much you would buy the experience for? What is the use of a grade on a game that does everything right except for not being as good as the one that is older and cheaper?
That's a good question.
I think that all of us, though, incorporate the value proposition into our reviews. And I think that it does have an impact on our scores. If you take a look at our scores, if you take a look at, you know, a score for a $10 game versus a $60 game, you know, I think value plays into it. If you have a better experience, you know, if there's a four-hour gameplay life out of a $10 game and there's a four-hour gameplay life out of a $60 game, those two games are going to get different scores. You can't help but think about the value proposition.
No, you can think about the value, but my big problem with game reviewers, and I know I've expressed this to a couple people before, is game reviewers get into a comfort zone where they think they deserve these games.
Yeah.
They actually like yell at the publishers, like, why don't I have my copy? And they don't really think about the price, unfortunately.
That's
and
true.
That's one of my biggest problems with this, and that's why I always try to mention the price or think about the price when I review a game. Like, hey, this game was $40, it wasn't $60. Hey, this game is a downloadable title, it wasn't $60. Even if I didn't pay for it.
Right.
So, but I think that's the reason why a lot of the bigger sites don't really talk about the price, because they didn't pay for it.
I've never noticed that, but I think I do it in most of all of my reviews.
Yeah,
usually at the end, I was like, yeah, for $10, you could do better, but you could do worse.
Yeah, it's hard sometimes when you don't pay for it to think about, hey, would I go out and spend $40-$50 on this?
Yeah.
So, but no, I agree with him. I think you should always take into account how much the game costs when you buy it, when it comes out, when you review it anyway.
Yeah.
So.
I finally figured out what my best achievement online was, and it wasn't in a competitive game. Sorry, it took me a really long time. It was beating in co-op Transformers War for Cybertron on hard. That was fucking hard. I was really glad to have done it.
Alright, his final question is, I'm a big shooter nut. I love rally in my shooters. What's your favorite mode in FPSs?
Rally? What is rally?
I would like to say that I know.
Rally as in, like, rally up on me? Like, regroup?
Well, I'm sure it's a mode.
I don't know what
I have no idea what that is. But
my favorite mode in a first-person shooter? I have to say I'm a very big fan of Killzone, the Warzone mode, where it's constantly changing. You go to team deathmatch to objective-based stuff to infiltrate this. It's always changing.
I think I've
it's
always...
not a first-person shooter, but I really like the destruction modes in Guerrilla.
Yeah, those are fun. I've always liked the King of the Hill. I don't know why. King of the Hill and Capture the Flag have always been my favorites. Probably because it's not so much about killing as about controlling.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things that I did love about Gears of War is the fact that, well, I mean, they've changed it up now, but in the first Gears of War, when you died, you were dead forever.
That was the way SOCOM was.
What?
The original SOCOM was that way.
Yeah, and I think I like those kind of modes better, kind of like headquarters. Not headquarters, what's it called? Search and destroy, like in Modern Warfare and stuff like that. I like those because you have a sense of urgency to stay alive.
And not everybody's just spawn camping.
Exactly.
So. Yeah, and also it makes you play a lot smarter when you've got one life.
Yeah.
All right, what are we at? I think I got time for one more question. He says, this is from Todd A. Coco. He says, I am a long-time listener, and continue to enjoy the show from down in the South Louisiana swamps. I heard you guys mention the Dawn of War Kill Team game last week. I suppose you how old this question is. And I plan on downloading that tonight. I was unaware of this game until I heard about it on the cast. First off, thanks, and secondly, I want to encourage any of you guys who enjoy playing strategy games to play Dawn of War 2.
I have been.
These are probably some of my most played games over the last year. Combine a great RPG hero leveling system with a squad-based strategy game that looks fantastic, and you will find Dawn of War 2. I hope that someone figures out how to bring this to a console, but I don't think this will ever be considered. This gets to my question. What are the games on the PC that you would like to see become popular on the consoles?
Well, let me look at my Steam list here.
I don't know. I don't play anything on PC anymore.
I really don't. I think the one game that I really want to play is Minecraft, and I just haven't brought myself to play it yet.
Yeah,
I'd like to see, I don't know, maybe Civ, if you could do it correctly.
Well, that's the problem, is a strategy game on console just does not work. RTSs
don't work. I think turn-based strategies can work.
I thought Civ Rev was pretty good.
Civ Rev is good, but it's very dumbed down.
Yeah. It is, and it had a very screw-the-leader mentality at the higher difficulty levels that isn't quite as present. I mean, the diplomacy stuff was not implemented well in Civ Rev.
So it was a fun game. It just...
Oh, yeah.
Who needs diplomacy?
All I need is a bunch of big guns and shoot people.
Just build your tanks. That's the fun thing about strategy games on the PC. Just turn on the cheat code and build a bunch of, you know, tank characters and just overrun them.
You know, I mean, I'd like to see Diablo.
Diablo! They did make Diablo for PlayStation 1.
PlayStation 1.
Yeah, but I'm talking about Diablo 3.
I think you're going to be happy when Ruin comes out.
I think I am, too.
I think you should be happy that Torchlight's out.
I am, and I cannot wait for Torchlight 2.
I think you're going to be happy when Diablo 3 comes out, too.
No, I know I am.
I still get the feeling that it's going to be on console.
Mm-hmm. You think that Diablo 3 will be out on consoles?
I still think so, yeah.
Huh. It'll be missing the auction systems because there's no way that they could get past the always-on thing for Sony and Microsoft.
Right.
Especially given Xbox Live having two tiers, one of them not being able to play online.
Can somebody explain to me why Boats and Hoes is trending on Twitter?
Boats and Hoes?
No.
You haven't seen Step Brothers?
No, but isn't that movie like 3 years old?
Yeah.
Then why is it trending on Twitter?
Because it started trending for some reason, and everybody asked, why is Boats and Hoes trending?
Exactly.
So that just bumps it up.
But I didn't tweet asking about it. I just asked.
Boats and Hoes.
Boats and Hoes. Apparently it's Friendship Day, too. So happy Friendship Day.
Yeah.
Hey,
fuck you.
Okay.
Fuck your friendship.
And hood rat names on Facebook. God, the trends are fucking stupid.
Hood rat names.
Okay, does this also strike me as ironic that God Universe is the promoted trend?
Oh, there's a show that's going to be on tonight. Did God create the universe? That's why.
The universe is hundreds and hundreds of years old. It's Carl Sagan, edited for Rednecks. Anyway, I'm heading over to the Twitter. John W. tweeted a couple things that he's not going to be on the show this week, which, if you've made it this far into the show, you obviously know. We didn't hide him.
Or at least you should.
Yeah. We got a follow Friday from Front Towards Gamer from the Rebel Alliance. Mookie's Groove said thanks for sharing the OST link for Bastion. They're all awesome. And he wants to know, how good and bad is Brink?
All the above.
Yep.
That is, the game is really good, but it also sucks the exact same time.
It's magical how that happens.
Yeah.
I don't know how they did it, but somehow Splash Damage pulled that off.
Hey, that
takes
talent.
There's a lot of things to love in that game, but there's a lot of places it just falls apart.
Yeah. It's like they give you a piece of cake, but then they kick you in the nuts at the same time.
So you can eat the cake.
It depends on what
kind
of cake. It depends on what kind of cake you're giving me.
Red velvet.
No.
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 What the hell's wrong with you guys?
Fucking birthday cake, dude. You give me birthday. You give me birthday cake, and I'll let you kick me in the junk.
Really?
How about ice cream cake?
Dude, there is no amount of cake on this universe that will allow anyone to kick me in the ball sack.
I am agreeing with that right now.
What if the cake performs sexual favors for you?
No!
What is this? What is this, American Pie?
You couldn't fill your balls.
Happy birthday!
That makes me a sad panda.
Happy birthday! Anyway.
Oh, cake tastes delicious.
Alright, Sam in Seattle says, everybody must answer this question, so you better prepare yourself. In order of release date, what are the next three games on your must-buy list? And I will start with Drew, because he already has them pre-ordered.
Yeah, it is Dead Island, Dark Souls, and then Skyrim.
Alright, I know Michael's got a pre-order list. I'm going to the people who I know, so everybody else can think.
Yep.
So.
I need to confirm the order. Dead Island is definitely on that list. Gears, and then Batman, I think.
No, Batman comes before Gears. No, you're right, because Gears is in September.
Yeah, Gears is September 20th.
I thought Gears didn't come out till November.
Huh. Yeah, Gears is September. And then Batman is mid-October.
October 18th. I'm counting down the days. All right, so now I will move on to Justin.
Gears, and I'm not sure about the dates, but is Uncharted the 11th?
Yes.
Okay, then Skyrim, and then Uncharted, and I would say Battlefield, but everyone seems to think it's going to get pushed back till next year.
Well, it'll be Uncharted and then Skyrim because Skyrim's the 16th.
You're buying Skyrim?
Skyrim's the 11th.
That's what I thought.
Yeah,
it's
11, 11, 11.
Was 11, 11.
Oh.
And Uncharted is 1-11-1-11.
Okay, so it's Uncharted and then Skyrim.
No,
for some reason, my Amazon showing my Skyrim delivery is November 16th.
I need to back up for a minute.
Because it hasn't changed. November 11th. I should
back that ass up.
I need to back up for a minute. Killer Wolverine's buying Skyrim.
Yes, I am.
Didn't you like Oblivion?
I did.
I thought you liked Oblivion.
I did. I absolutely loved it.
I don't understand. This doesn't make any sense to me.
That doesn't surprise me.
It does me.
Just because you hate Bethesda doesn't
mean No. He's
So I put two and two together there, hey, and decided that you're pissing me off.
I'm so confused.
Ken, I bet you if you sat down and actually tried to get into Skyrim, you'd enjoy the crap out of
it. I tried to get into Oblivion and whatever the fuck the one before it was.
Morrowind.
I tried both of those. I hated them.
I think this is going to be a little bit different.
I'll try it, just like I tried Resistance 3. So.
Well, Skyrim's going to be infinitely better than Resistance.
Well, I can pretty much guarantee you that.
Yeah. Yep. Right,
so I guess I'll move on to the Wombat.
I'm going to go ahead and say Batman, Uncharted, Skyrim.
Well, there you go. And, you know, I'm going to have to go with everybody on Dead Island. I'll go El Shaddai, Dead Island, and then Batman.
I was going to say that. El Shaddai, and actually Deus Ex is kind of looking good for me.
Yeah, I really want to play Deus Ex, too, but... that was an as well, not a two, because Deus Ex 2 sucked.
Well, you know what I mean, the new Deus Ex.
Yeah.
But after that, probably Batman and then Skyrim.
Interesting. Everybody picked Skyrim but me.
I'm telling you, dude. I'm telling you, that game looks to be amazing.
You know what? You know what makes me sad in the pants, though? Not many people picked Batman.
I picked Batman.
Yeah, dude,
I'm going to play Batman. It's just I'm not going to play it the day it comes out.
Yeah, well, then it's your loss. You'll be hearing about Game of the Year.
It may be my loss, but I'm going to be sitting there enjoying the crap out of Dark Souls.
No, you won't. You'll be yelling at it.
The spoiler cast on Batman together.
Oh, hell yeah, because I'll have that beat before it comes out. I promise you that right now.
You're right ahead.
And you can sit there and be yelling at Dark Souls like you do Demon Souls, and then you can be a miserable. It doesn't matter. You just enjoy being a miserable bitch.
You're being a little defensive asshole.
Okay, children.
We have to put you in a corner.
Oh man, you are getting me so angry.
Oh, that's fun. He also says, oh, for fuck's sake, that Skyrim Collector's Edition looks pretty sweet, but is it really worth the price? If not, what would make it worth $150?
$100 bill in the box.
Really? So the game's only worth $50 to you?
Oh, man.
That's a joke, douche.
Listen
to him. I don't give a damn.
God. We have missed Douchebag Zero Tolerance, and he is back in full force.
Oh, you know you missed me.
Jawbreakers. For some reason, I can't get enough of them.
You'd absolutely love it.
But anyway.
So anything besides a $100 bill?
I don't, excuse you, motherfucker.
What is going on?
He's sneezing, man. He's sneezing.
Oh.
That was good.
That's when you should mute, Jason, just FYI.
Do you do like this gigantic like build up to a sneeze and you just go
he didn't want his brain to explode. You know.
No, I don't do collector's editions. So I just if it was free, yeah, sure.
I tell you what turns me off on collector's editions.
The price.
I mean, that's one of them, but I tell you what instantly turns me off is that the big, gigantic box.
That's usually a pretty good turn off, just so you know.
It's like,
you know what turns me off is any kind of statue.
Oh, really? Because the Cole McGrath thing I got with my Infamous 2 Hero Edition is awesome.
Oh, for God.
What am I going to... I'm 30 goddamn years old. Where am I going to put it?
Don't you have a man
cave? A giant dragon statue.
You put it on the head of your bed, and that turns everybody off.
Yeah.
You take it in the bath with you. You play it.
That would ruin the value.
You still take a bath?
With
Do you
me,
pee in
I...
the tub?
I think collector's editions should be the same dimensions as the actual DVD jewel case.
Then you don't get anything in the fucking collector's edition.
No, I mean, you could make it super thick. Where, like,
that usually works. That usually works with a big box, Jason.
Yeah, it'd be a big box, but you'd be able to put it with the rest of your collection. I think that's the best way to do collector's editions, so that you don't have to have... You know, you buy like four or five collector's editions and it takes up a whole freaking room, you know? That's pretty ridiculous.
Ah! Oh, that hurts so bad!
Yep.
I agree, Jason. I agree.
Never mind.
Boy, I just got something.
There's all kinds of innuendo going on around here.
Yep.
I mean, I'm not against collector's editions. I just want something that I can actually put on the shelf, just like the rest of my games.
Hey, I saw you checking out my goods. You want to sample them? A little try before you buy, huh?
Oh, man.
It's whipping on my balls over here.
What?
Just, give me a sec. Let me adjust myself. Oh, yeah.
Oh my god, Gamus, I don't think I've laughed that hard at something that just didn't dawn in a long time. Oh, that's funny. Oh, my face hurts. Tortellini1 says, I hope that you guys have a good show.
As what?
He says he hopes we have a good show, and what games are you looking forward to this holiday?
Oh, man.
Did we not already just... We just had this discussion, and it's basically Skyrim, except for me, which is Batman.
Skyrim, Dead Island, and,
Skyrim, yes. Batman, Dead Island, and Uncharted.
Well, Functions. Yeah. I'm definitely looking forward.
I'm looking forward to Battlefield. I'm still hoping it comes out this year.
It won't.
Is this another one of your Vita prediction things?
No.
Space Marine.
See?
Yeah, Space
There's
Marine.
There's some originality.
Yep.
No, I'm
and
actually...
War in the North.
I heard that got a release date. I don't want to... I heard that finally got a release date.
Did it?
Yeah. I don't want you to get too excited.
Oh, yeah?
I played it at PAX. Hopefully they fixed it. I mean, seriously. But... Yeah.
Which part of it?
All I tell you, I'm actually looking forward to, I've never played any of the games. Sonic Generations looks kind of cool.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Well, I'm sorry, it does.
It looks just like Sonic 1. Go play that, be happy.
Yeah, well, I can't.
Actually, it's a combination of the original Sonic and Sonic Adventure.
Oh, well, that's good. We combined two of the only good games in the Sonic, history.
Yep, so it should be pretty decent.
Or we could just go play those. Anyway.
Okay, I'll red box it. Jesus.
GrayF34 says, hey, Michael, have you tried out the Brink DLC yet? It looks awesome.
I have not, but if you have it for the 360, I would be glad to play, because it's one thing that I have been meaning to do.
Did you download it at least?
Yes. Yes, I did.
I was gonna say,
and everybody
sure.
should, even if you don't have Brink, it's not that big. It's free for the first 2 weeks. You never know. You might be thankful later.
No, you won't.
Why would I download it if I don't have Brink?
Because it's only free for the first 2 weeks.
I don't give a shit.
I'm not going to give a shit about Brink after 2 weeks. Oh, wait. And finally, Fixer says, any of you guys watch Wilfred on FX? It's fucking hilarious.
It is. It is fucking hilarious.
I don't even know what that is.
It started out as an Australian show that got picked up over here. You need to watch it. It's fucking hilarious.
I don't have FX.
Yeah. He plays this guy who sees a dog as a human in a dog suit? Kind of?
You need to watch it.
I was going to say, that really didn't...
It is on Hulu. You don't have to be a Plus member. It's not caught up. I think it's 2 episodes behind, but at least watch the pilot. It's kind of funny.
Alrighty then. I still have like 3 seasons of Mad Men left to watch.
You know what else I heard is pretty good? Thundercats reboot.
Episodes recorded. I haven't watched them yet.
Yeah, I heard it's really good.
Yeah, I'm also enjoying the Voltron reboot.
You know what? It doesn't matter what's on television because next week football starts.
Football? Da-da-da-da-da.
You sound like John over there with Tropico. Oh, that's right. You weren't here for that.
No, I wasn't. So
he doesn't listen to us whenever he's not here.
Well, of course not. Do you?
No, I don't.
I don't listen when I'm not here.
There would be no show.
I don't listen when I am here.
Well, obviously we know Gambus doesn't. He just mutes himself.
Yep.
Suck it.
So Gambus, we didn't have your shoutouts last week, so you have to make up for them this week.
All right. Give a shout out to the All Gen Gamers podcast. And I'll give a shout out to, of course, the Front Towards Gamer podcast hosted by Shanghai 6.
Okay.
And I'll give a shout out to the Outcast, which they haven't really been putting out any recent episodes lately, so I don't know if they're done or what. But of course, give a big shout out to the Red Sun Gamer podcast.
Oh, good.
Yep, and that's it.
Really? You forgot Johnny Millennium?
Johnny Millennium is in the All Gen Gamers podcast.
Okay.
What you always say his name.
Yeah.
Because I did remember Johnny Millennium when I put him in last week.
Yeah. Him and Pete Doerr are like the two big Well, all the hosts on that show are big, huge YouTube subscriber fan-based people. Like, I don't know how many thousands of people they have, but... Yep. All Gen Gamers is a pretty good podcast. You should listen to it.
You are a total whore.
Ah!
So, do you have anything else?
No. That is actually it.
Are we done here?
Yes, we are.
All right, I guess if nobody else has anything else.
Nope, no reviews. Get on that.
We're giving them homework.
Oh, you know what? I do have a shout-out. I have a shout-out to, what's his name? Thorstein on N4G. You're my favorite commenter, and I hope you keep commenting. Because every single time you look at our stuff, you're giving us hits.
So, wait, I saw this little thing on Twitter. What's going on? Fill me in.
He's being a bitch.
Okay.
The end.
Are we done here?
Yes, Carl, we're done.
Oh, good.
All right, I'm done.
I'm done.
I'm done.
I've been done.
Yeah.
I checked out about 30 episodes ago.
Yeah.
Long time.
Yep.
So tired of this. Freak, go away, you freak.
All right, well, if that's everything, I guess, Gamish, you do your thing.
All right. And it goes something like this. Epic fail.
Welcome to the N4G Podcast. Oh, you can't!
It's me, Mario!
Zero Dollar!
This is going to be a very interesting episode.
Greetings, programs. I got lost trying to find my way to the secret underground N4G radio lair.
The Wombat.
I always live in anger.
Killer Wolverine. Play games, not consoles. No fanboys allowed.
And then I killed the dragon. 8.0.
Killed the dragon.